What's up? Welcome to the podcast, Under 10 Fitness. Michael is pumping his fist in the air as the beat is dropping. My name is Drew. I'm your host, and that's Mike.
Hey, what's up? Why do you think I'm pumping my fist in the air today, Drew?
Because you're practicing to be a DJ.
Well, not only that, but today is a very special podcast. Well, they're all special, but today is our 25th recorded podcast.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's a big deal for us. We set out, we had a goal, 25 podcasts. Yeah. Nailed it. Now we got to get on to 100.
And 100 is a good goal. Well, why can't we do 50?
Well, I'm aiming for the stars.
Let's do 26.
Okay, so if we get to 26, that'll be a really, really big goal for us.
Let's set the bar a little lower. So again, welcome to the podcast Under 10 Fitness, the podcast all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. And you know, Mike and I, we're not experts, I wouldn't say.
Absolutely not.
We are personal trainers and we just love fitness and we love yapping about it.
We like to flap our lips about it, to put it in your words.
Yeah, I do like that. I hope it catches on.
Just flapping.
Flap those little flappy flap flap lips.
So, flappity flap flap.
For the special today, we're not going to do like a kind of motivational one. Let's just do a fun one.
Let's just do an entertaining one. Okay.
Yeah, and for that, we should do the top 6 gym faux pas.
I like it. These
AKA
are the
no-nos.
Yeah, what you see in the gym that you quietly sneak away into a corner and snicker about and talk a bunch of crap with your friends.
Yep, you roll your eyes. Is this guy serious?
Is this girl for real?
So let's start with number 6. Number 6, oiling up.
Now, I don't know how much experience you have with this. I have zero, so lay it on me.
I have tons of experience with this. So, first of all, nobody wants to see your greasy body outline once you step up off a machine, and you can still see like a person still sitting there.
Now, have you actually seen guys oiling like in the locker room? That is so weird.
There were these two guys that used to come to the gym I worked out at, and they would just grease each other up, and they would take turns rubbing oil on each other's backs, and they would, I don't know if it was like magnesium oil, so they thought that they were
maybe helping out some kind aches of nutrients and pains as well or something.
Yeah,
weird,
but they would just giggle in the locker room and rub oil on each other.
I don't know if they were doing it for anything other than just like having fun with each other, like in the YMCA.
Yeah, but in their defense, they did they did look buff.
They did look good, like shine.
They were shiny.
I'm sure they left like the nasty little streaks on every single machine.
It was gross.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, so, you know, don't be a horrible human being. Don't grease up when you're in the gym.
Gross.
Faux pas number 5. Now, this is a big one because what you need to know is it's not for bicep curls, Michael. Mm-hmm. It's not for bent over rows.
It's not.
It's not for the new workout that you just read in a muscle magazine.
Mm-mm.
Do you know what it is?
I most certainly do.
It's a squat rack.
Shocking.
It's for squats. This is the number 5 faux pas of the gym, and that is using the squat rack for anything other than squats.
No, I have definitely seen this before.
Yeah.
A lot.
And it pisses me off because there's only a limited amount of squat racks in any gym.
One, usually.
That's very limited, yes. So don't be hogging it with your, no, I don't know, your reverse hyperextension sit up
or
night
bent over rows, you know, your 70 pound bent over rows that you're afraid to go and pick off the ground, and you feel like you have to set them inside the rack for
exactly.
Whatever. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, so stay out of the squat rack unless, of course, you're doing squats. The squat rack is for squats. There's a 40,000 square foot building. Do your push-ups somewhere else.
Exactly.
All right, number, what was that?
4.
That was okay. We're on 4.
Yeah.
Re-rack your weights.
That's annoying. Holy crap, is that annoying.
So what's up, Mr. Strongman? You're big and strong enough to pull those 80 pounders off the rack and bench press them for 12 reps, but you can't put them back?
I like the ones that are doing like a declining weight. So they're saying they're going to curl 40 pounds and they're going to go curl 35 pounds and they're going to go curl 30 pounds. And then you look over and you're like, oh my God, you have weights everywhere. And I have been with a buddy at the gym, and I have tripped over them because I had no idea that they were there. And of course, it was a big strong man looking back at me, and I quivered and ran away in fear. And I'm, what the heck, bro?
Scuttled off.
Scuttled away, yeah. But that's common courtesy, people, again.
That's like me every morning. You catch me on the couch, and instead of weights around me, I have like soda cans and candy
wrappers. Little Snickers bars and just like a little trail of chocolate going from your
made it to the trash to throw away the evidence. Busted again.
Been there.
So, yeah, re-rack your weights. Think of it as an extra workout. You'll be stronger.
Pull the plates off after you're done benching them. That's super annoying.
That's a big one.
That's, if you go into that room, that's all you see is just plates everywhere. And you're, come on, guys.
Rack your weights. All right, number three, BO, body odor. So as much as you think, guys, that those extra pheromones that are wafting off of your body will attract a mate, it's not.
No. It's going to do the opposite.
It will make sports bras and yoga pants run in the opposite direction of you.
And I have met some stinky guys before. It's bad. It's really bad.
And do they not know?
I don't know if they can. They just like do that little like whiff, like they're smelling. Yeah. Come on. I'm doing it. Yep. Oh, this is a visual. Sorry.
It's like that crazy cat lady that you go to her house and it just stinks like cat pee and poop, and you're just like, do you not smell that?
They've just become accustomed to their own rankness.
Or what if he thinks it's you? Worse yet, what if that stinky guy at the gym thinks that you need to go home and shower?
God, this guy stinks. This loser, the skinny loser.
Well, yeah, so there's gyms, or at gyms, there's always showers at the gym. So if you're the stinky guy, take some soap, shower before you work out.
Ask the guys that oiled each other if you need a hand in the shower. I'm sure they're going to say yeah.
They will help you out
for sure.
They
will help you out.
All right, moving on. Number two. We're getting close to number one.
I like this one.
Number two, this is the club girl.
Yeah.
You know the club girl?
Oh, yeah, I know the club girl.
The one who puts on full makeup, does her hair, and then doesn't do anything to sweat. She just like prances around the gym.
It's very disturbing. And all it does, I saw this so many times, but there was one girl who was there all the time, full makeup, hair looking amazing, hot little yoga pants. I picked out my sport bra, matched it with my shoes and all that stuff. And she was just walking on the treadmill the whole time. She was there for about an hour, and she had 7 to 8 guys just around her, trying to talk to her. And it was just like, oh, come on, Sharon, come on.
Come on, Sharon.
That's our name for her.
She had a nickname, Sharon. Sharon. That's right. And we would always wait till she went to the water fountain and then like scuttle over there and try to talk with her.
Hey, how's it going? I saw those other guys talking to you.
Just getting some water over here, flexing
but,
on
like,
them.
Come on, like that's what you're doing when you do the makeup. You're attracting the gym losers to come over and try to get your number and get in your pants. And
yeah,
you know, you're not giving it up anyway, so what's the point?
And you wonder why you can't get a good workout in when you go to the gym. It's because you obviously don't want to. You know the girls that want to get a good workout in because they got their hair pulled back, they've probably got a baseball cap on, they've got their big headphones on, and they're basically big F you.
Like, and hopefully
not talk to me.
Hopefully they have that shirt that says, if I have my headphones on, I'm not talking to you. And just
exactly.
Be like, leave me alone. I'm here to work, not to like get your number.
Yeah, I found a picture of that on the internet.
I
posted
it
up on the Facebook page. You can check that out, facebook.com/under10fitness. Number one. The number one gym faux pas is checking yourself out in the mirror.
Yeah, it's getting caught checking yourself out in the mirror.
Okay, it's not looking in the mirror. It's getting caught looking in the mirror. There's nothing more tacky than getting caught checking yourself out.
That's bad. I just got the biggest pump I've ever gotten. And everyone just is around you looking like, that guy is a loser. I don't care how much he can bench. He is a loser.
Yeah, you're supposed to look at yourself in the mirrors at the gym because why else would they have wall-to-wall floor-to-ceiling mirrors?
The mirrors are to check form and to make sure you're doing exercises properly, not to check out the sweet pump that you just got.
Yes.
You know, or how great your abs look today. You know, the half-shirt pull-up, like, I'm looking good. That's ridiculous. Dude, you weigh 90 pounds. Of course you have a six-pack.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'll catch the guy, and he pulls his shirt up real quick and down. And he's like, did anybody see it? Because those abs were freaking
Because we
sweet.
We all saw it. And we all think you're a douchebag now.
Yeah, so it's not that you can't look in the mirror. It's just don't get caught.
I'll sneak a little peek
every
now and
then. Be a little sneakier.
Boom,
done. Do some more. You need to practice at home.
Yeah, quick flashes.
Watch some Bruce Lee movies, maybe some Jackie Chan movies, and
use your peripherals.
Pick up some stuff, yeah. All right, well, thanks again for tuning in, and, you know...
There it is.
Remember...
Stay motivated.